Travel Talk with Egypt Air, your gateway to Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. With four weekly direct flights from Dublin to Cairo. Discover the world with EgyptAir.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome to Travel Talk this morning. And I'm delighted to be joined by Matt Williams, who is the general manager here at the Westminster Hotel in London. Matt, you're very welcome to Travel Talk. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Brilliant. This is my first time staying in the Westminster, and brilliant hotel, lovely location. And this is part of the Hilton Group, but it's a Curio Collection hotel.
That's right, yeah. So it's a fairly new brand into the UK, and particularly London. There's four or five across London now. But it's very much normally based on a lifestyle brand, so normally boutique. So this one sort of bucks that trend, being 464 bedrooms. It's a rather large
boutique. Yeah, it stretches the boutique word a little bit. It does feel boutique, though.
It does. It's a bit like the TARDIS. You know, you wouldn't realize that there is that many bedrooms in here once you come in. It stretches around. The Curio brand is very much based on stories and rather than brand standards. So the hotel is 20 years old, so we didn't have a huge history to play on when we were coming up with the brand and the story for this particular hotel. So what we did is we based it on our unique or our great location. So some of our close neighbors are MI5, MI6 is just over the river. We've obviously got House of Lords, House of Commons, or Westminster Abbey, just within a stone's throw. So a lot of the touches and the story that we've built into the hotel is based on our great location.
And I mean, this would be, I suppose, the Millbank location. Is that right? Where we are now?
Exactly, yes.
And there'd be a lot of history here as well, of course, about going back vaccinations and typhoid and everything. And I love the way around the hotel, you have stories posted on the wall as well, which is quite, and you know, giving nice information for people about where they are.
Yes. Yeah, so it was part of that idea to tie in the story. So it's great that we can tell people on check-in, but people don't always have a lot of time. So that's the idea behind putting some of the stories up in the lift lobbies and spaces where people have a little bit of time, is so that they can get an idea of the history and the location. So as you mentioned, Millbank was actually the location for the first modern day jail. And then so you can actually still see some of the trench around the outside that was the old jail. And being Australian, it's actually where the boat set sail back in the day with the first convicts out to Australia as well. So yeah, not sure it makes me feel like home, but there you go.
Yeah, that's a nice story. I love that you have a gym here. I mean, you've got a lovely, I mean, a breakfast on the first floor, really lovely, relaxed, kind of casual. I mean, when I arrived this morning, they had your coffee pot straight away, which I love. Sometimes you're waiting for things. Everything was just so quick and really relaxed. There's a lovely cafe when you come in, and just beside the hotel as well. Just in terms of, you know, it's real relaxed, user friendly. I won't use the word hipster because we don't like that word, but it really is a lovely, relaxed, elegant sort of space.
Yeah, we're not big on the stuffy services, I'd call it here. It is very much friendly and relaxed is what the team is. And the team are amazing here, and they've got it down to a fine art. You know, we do a lot of people for breakfast, being such a big hotel. So it's all about that streamlined, as you mentioned, having everything there ready. We've sort of got it down to a fine art, I'd like to think, now, since we've rebranded as the Curio a couple of years ago. So yeah, the team is the major selling point for this hotel and how great they are.
Of course, there's a lot of talk about sustainable tourism these days, and it's becoming quite the thing now, and people are really implementing it. You're really doing it well here. I noticed there was options, you know, if you like kind of clean if you, on demand, if you didn't want your room cleaned every day, which, I mean, you obviously you'd never do at home, but I mean, you know, when you go away, when people go away, they tend to do it quite a lot, and it has a huge impact, of course, doesn't it? But you're very forward thinking on that here. You seem to have really implemented a lot of practical practical concepts.
Yes, yeah, it has been a key driver for the hotel in recent times. You know, I think it's on the forefront of everyone's mind these days, and certainly a lot of the corporates that stay are glad that we're being so proactive in it. You know, we've had our green key audit, so we've got a high sustainability award that's been granted to us as well. So, you know, it's a big thing, I think, for everyone these days. So we try and do as much as possible to keep that on our forefront of our mind.
Brilliant. Now, just for people, again, just talk a little bit about the area. The Tate is just literally on our doorstep here. I mean, the location here in terms of what's to do and see around Machus, give people an idea of like how great the location is.
Yeah, I mean, we are hidden away in Westminster, if you can be hidden away in this location. So the Tate is 150 yards down the road. And same with Houses of Parliament, Westminster Abbey. And I touched earlier on some of the story. So we've tied that in with some of the decorations in the hotel as well. So in the cafe, we have the black and white tiles that is the same design as the Tate Britain. You know, the reception desk is the same as the House of Commons, the green and the brass. And then we have the Prime Minister's briefcase as one of our feature artworks as well. But everything, you know, Big Ben is, again, you know, within 5 minutes walk from here. So, and we're right on the Thames. It's on our doorstep. It's right there for us. So, you know, a lot of people are now using it for getting to and from the O2 for concerts. So you can get an Uber taxi, water taxi these days that will take you straight there. So it's been a...
Venice, eat your heart out.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's brilliant, isn't it? Uber water taxis, like, great concept. I met a few friends yesterday who did that and they were just telling me it was brilliant.
Yes, it just takes away, not that, you know, the tube's only a few stops as well, but I think it just makes the night extra special, right? If you can turn up to your concert on the Thames and really enjoy your night, then why not, you know, make the most of it.
Yeah, and I must say as well, I think for a lot of people when they come to London, sometimes, you know, it can be very difficult with traffic and da-da. But I mean, I'll be flying out of Gatwick now and it's a hop on the tube and it's the train and it's so easy to do it, actually, isn't it, now? Because, you know, you've got, of course, Heathrow is also even easier probably, but, and great accessibility, of course.
It is, yes. So like mentioned, Heathrow is even easier. You know, we've got London City, which is also easy access as well. So it is fantastic. And, you know, I think a lot of the reason is why we're so popular with the tourists. You know, we have a huge amount of tourists, and particularly American and European tourists, but, you know, is because of that easy access into the airports and train station.
Yeah, and as well, I mean, you're great. I mean, the Queen, or the Q2 Centre is just up the road here as well. I mean, I was at a travel conference when I was here. Again, you know, it was literally like 3 minutes in an Uber, and if it wasn't so lazy, it was about 15 minutes to walk. But you know, so it's for me, this whole area, of course, is I think probably my favorite part of London. It just seems to be so relaxed. And again, I noticed as well in bars, I was in the Westminster Arms bar last night, which was just up the road, and again, your quintessential English pub, wonderful. Everyone very friendly, you know, really interested, chatty. You know, I think we thought we had the kind of the monopoly on that in Ireland, but I was very impressed.
Yes, yeah, and I think again, you know, because of this location is so tourist friendly, that a lot of these pubs and places get a lot of the tourists in, so they're perhaps used to dealing with inquisitive guests and patrons. So yeah, they certainly look after them well. But yeah, that's the beauty of this location. I think it's in the middle of everything, but just slightly off as well. So it's quite quiet when, you know, I do stay in the hotel quite often, and it still amazes me that we can be in this location and still the rooms are really, really quiet.
Brilliant. So, Matt, thanks a million for chatting to us today. Do you get back to Australia a lot?
I try every couple of years to get back. See my family and some friends out there. So I try.
Yeah, brilliant. But you're settled anyway here.
I am, yes. Wife and kids. And so UK is home.
Brilliant. Yep. Brilliant. Matt, for people that want just to get information or to book some stuff here or book a room here, what's the website?
So www.hotelwestminster.com.
Brilliant. Matt Williams, thanks a million for chatting to us today, and thank you for your great hospitality.
No problem. Thanks for staying.
Travel Talk with Egypt Air, your gateway to Africa, the Middle East and Asia. With 4 weekly direct flights from Dublin to Cairo. Discover the world with EgyptAir.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.